I'm visiting with New Holland at their headquarters in Pennsylvania, and I've got with me Dan Livesey. Dan, we got some of the construction media out here looking at some of the equipment on the construction side for New Holland. Let's talk about a couple products that you reviewed for us here just a few minutes ago, and I don't know where you'd like to start. Maybe on this Super Boom skid steer over here?
We can start on the Super Boom skid steer. The Super Boom skid steer is a rubber-tired skid steer with the patented parallel lift mechanism on the loader. Gives you the best reach and lift in the industry for loading manure into your manure beds or your manure trucks, loading into the grinders. A lot of different applications you can use this for. You can put a spear on the front, haul hay bales out of the field with the rubber tire units. Then we also have the rubber-tired track units, or the rubber track units. Our track units are more of a low ground pressure machine to where you're not going to go in and disturb the pressure of the ground, or if you're in a sandy or a muddy condition. When you get in a sandy, muddy condition, a rubber tire skid steer is going to get stuck a lot easier. The track machine is going to pull through just about like a little mini bulldozer. You can put a 4-in-1 blade on the front of it and make it into a dozer. You can do land clearing. You can put grapples on. A lot of farmers use grapples and tree cutters on it to shear trees and pull dead and down trees out. A lot of different applications that you can use it for along that line.
Well, I know that New Holland's going through an integration process here with construction and ag, and which I find fascinating, by the way. When you look at the uses for these machines in the construction and landscape industry, probably that's maybe the biggest customer base for them?
The customer base actually is about 50-50. We have as many ag customers out there using skid steers as we do construction. With light construction, housing and whatnot, when it's up, that's where the majority of them are going. When it's down, then we rely back on the ag base, and it's more, once you get one of these out on the job site or on the farm, you'll never let it go. You put forks on it and move material around. You put the bucket on it and do cleaning, clearing, that type of deal. Or like I say, you put a grapple on it, a broom on it, shears on it. It makes it a multi-use machine that will go out and do just about anything you ever want to do on the farm with it. It's like I say, once you've got it, you won't let it go.
Well, talk about some of the things that set this apart from, I know there's probably a couple other brands out there, you know, we won't mention those, but what is it that sets them apart? I think I heard that these are Tier 4 ready machines?
These all of our machines are Tier 4. The big thing that New Holland has always had for the farm and the ag industry is our stability. We have a long, wide wheelbase on the rubber tire units, and then the track units, being a wide track, is a nice, floating, very stable platform. We've always had a vertical lift boom on our machine, which also keeps it a lift and carry, very, very stable machine, so that you're not rocking and rolling and bouncing around out in the field. Another new option that's on our machines is a ride control. We call it Ride Glide. With the ride control on it, if you're going across a rough terrain, a corrugated field or such, you can pull the button on the handle and ride control will take over and turn your loader boom into a shock absorber and take a lot of that rough ride out. So if you're carrying a bale out of the field, you can kick on ride control and really make it a soft ride going out.
How about from a maintenance standpoint? Say you've got to do some stuff. It looks like you've got some accessible ways for an operator to take care of some of that if he needs to.
The daily maintenance, all you have to do is raise the rear hood. All your daily maintenance is accessible through the rear cover of it. If you want to get in and do anything more serious on the machine itself, the hydraulics and whatnot, two bolts and the cab tips forward. It gives you full access to the full hydraulics, gives you access to the back of the engine. If you want to look at the starter, check out something in that area. Very, very accessible on this machine.
How about right now from the standpoint of availability for these types of units? I know the dealer network out there is, some have been construction, some ag, and some both, and now there's a little more integration of that out in the field, right?
Right now there's a little more integration. We have over 800 dealer locations in the United States. A large majority of these are already authorized to sell skid steers. Some are and some aren't, depending on the location, who's around and who's had it for a longer time. But we're always looking for new points as time comes along. But as it sits right now, we have availability through a large portion of our ag and construction dealers for the skid steer applications.
Well, before we close, I do want to talk about the cab itself. There's a couple things that I thought were very interesting from the standpoint of comfort, as well as if I've got my iPhone with me with all my music on it, I can plug it in to listen to in the cab.
Sure can. We have one of the quietest cabs in the industry now, a full sound isolated and pressurized cab. When you get the cab unit, then you also get the option, the radio is standard in the cab unit and has an iPod plug in it, so where you can plug in and be able to run your own music. We are working, the next thing come along is probably going to be Bluetooth, so that you can actually answer your phone in it also. So it is a very, very nice, open, wide cab, very comfortable in there to be able to do anything you want.
All right, well, thank you very much. We're, I think, about ready to head on to the next part of our program here. That's Dan Livesey, and thank you very much for taking time to talk with me here. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.